Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers began preparations for the Philadelphia Eagles without Aaron Rodgers. He'll be out several weeks with that broken collarbone. Seneca Wallace stepping in as the starting quarterback. The 11-year veteran will take the reins. Head coach Mike McCarthy on the challenge of change.
It's important to stay in tune with his skill set, but also utilize the other players. I mean, conceptually, we're not going to reinvent the wheel here. Fully confident in our time together and Seneca's participation to this point that we'll continue to run the majority of our offense.
Wallace on being the center of attention with the Pack.
You just approach it like you do anything else. You know, it's still a game. You know, obviously it's a different situation. Been here a couple weeks now. So, just trying to get up to speed with everybody. And I think we got off to a good start today.
Wide receiver James Jones says Seneca's going to be fine.
He's a pro. I mean, he's not a rookie. He's a pro. This is not his first merry-go-round. He's been here before. He's played in games. So he's going to go out there and do the things that he did when he played and go out there and just let it fly and have fun.
Packers and Eagles kick it off at noon Sunday at Lambeau Field. In Miami, they're not having much fun. The Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin controversy continues to boil over. The NFL has hired an investigator to look into the situation. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill would like both of those players back on the team. Martin left the squad last Friday after an incident involving Incognito in the team cafeteria. And then it turned out there were some racially charged voicemails left on Martin's phone. Incognito was suspended indefinitely by the Dolphins. Tannehill says, "This is something I never witnessed myself."
We saw the situation at hand, so a lot of it is catching us off guard. You know, we didn't know, all this stuff that's being thrown out. You know, it wasn't going on in front of us, so it's tough.
Packers head coach Mike McCarthy was asked for his comments on the situation there. He didn't want to get into the details, but he did talk about how he likes to keep decorum in his locker room.
To me, that's all part about continuing education. Unfortunately, it's something that's happened. It obviously looks poor in the public eye. I just know here in Green Bay, we talk a lot about being a good teammate and things like that.
But Mike says he feels for and sides with his former offensive coordinator, Joe Philbin.
I trust Joe Philbin with my children. So that's the highest compliment I can give another man.
The NFL weekend kicks off Thursday night at the Minneapolis Metrodome as the 1-7 Vikings take on the Washington Redskins. Christian Ponder on whether or not he's going to be playing for his future with the Vikes.
Obviously, my play will determine that on the field, and I have to play better. But, again, my future right now is this game, and hopefully, once I have a good game Thursday, that will play out in itself. And I understand that we have 8 games left in this regular season to do so.
College football has a big start to the weekend on Thursday night. Oregon and Stanford are colliding. The Wisconsin Badgers, a rare November non-conference game Saturday afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. Head coach Gary Anderson arrived in Madison this year from Utah State, where he played BYU several times. In fact, just went 1-3 against the Cougars, and he thought for sure he was done with them.
Having BYU on the schedule was probably one of the most shocking things that I looked at when I took this job. It's amazing they follow me all the way here. So, it's a great challenge to play them.
That game kicks off at 2:30 in Madison on Saturday to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 109-104. O.J. Mayo led the way with 28 points. He had 6 threes. Gary Neal added 23. John Henson, 14 points, 9 rebounds. Head coach Larry Drew's club now 2-2. He felt it was an impressive show of depth.
Being shorthanded with no Larry Sanders, no Ersan, no Luke Rittenauer, no Brandon Knight. And these guys come out and play at the level that they played at. I'm a very, very proud coach.
Sanders did not play because of a thumb injury, and it looks like he may have injured it in a bar fight Saturday. Authorities are investigating. The Bucks issued a statement before the game saying they are aware of the incident and will have no further comment. Caron Butler of the Bucks fined $15,000 by the league for an obscene gesture delivered toward fans at the TD Garden in Boston last week. And former Buck guard Michael Redd officially retired from the NBA as a member of the Bucks before that game on Wednesday night. The Indiana Pacers get to 5-0 for the first time since 1971 when they were in the ABA as they defeated the Chicago Bulls 97-80. Orlando knocked off the LA Clippers 98-90. The Washington Wizards beat the Philadelphia 76ers 116-102. It was Charlotte 92, Toronto 90. Boston gets their first win under first-year head coach Brad Stevens, beating the Utah Jazz 97-87. The Golden State Warriors beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 106-93. The New Orleans Pelicans knocking off the Memphis Grizzlies 99-84. San Antonio beat Phoenix 99-96, and the Oklahoma City Thunder over the Dallas Mavericks 107-93. On the ice, the New York Rangers have made it now 4 out of 5 with a victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-1. Chicago Blackhawks beat the Winnipeg Jets 4-1. Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane each scoring in the first period. Toews says that front line of the Hawks is stepping up.
We've had that chemistry going, and whether I was able to get on the board or not wasn't that important. And tonight I was lucky enough to get that chance early. So it's always nice to see a couple go in here and there. And I think tonight we had another good collective effort.
Chicago 10-2-4 out of the gate as defending Stanley Cup champions. Nashville ended Colorado's 6-game winning streak 6-4. The Anaheim Ducks beat the Phoenix Coyotes 5-2. In baseball, the Chicago Cubs are set to name Rick Renteria as their new manager. Formerly the San Diego Padres bench coach, Renteria also managed Mexico in the World Baseball Classic. He'll take over for Brewers former batting coach Dale Swaim, fired after 2 seasons on the job. And the 41st WIAA Girls State Volleyball Championships open at the Resch Center in Green Bay on Thursday night. Division I quarterfinals actually begin Thursday afternoon at 4:30. Abilene North against Sun Prairie. Menominee Falls taking on Pius at 7:30. It will be Nina against Wausau East. Westosha Central, making its record 19th appearance at state, against Muskego. Semifinals in all 4 divisions will take place on Friday. Championship games on Saturday. One of the area teams in the field is O'Connell Falls. 42-3 as Bay Conference champions this year. Head coach Dawn Larson says it's already been a great ride.
It certainly has been a dream come true. Our motto this year was one team, one dream. And we never really talk about the S word, state, but now we can say it. And, yeah, it's been a great journey. Really special for me because I have my oldest daughter Bryn assisting me, and McKenna's senior year. It's just kind of a bittersweet. It's really nice to go down to state and just, you know, see what we can do and give these kids that experience.
Falls will have a tough challenge taking on the only undefeated team in the field. That'll be East Troy. In Division 4, Hilbert will be taking on Wausau Newman Catholic Friday morning at 9 a.m. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.